you've probably heard of the Daytona 500 or the Indianapolis 500. But each October, the New York State Fairgrounds come to life with the roar of dirt modified cars, racing in Super Dirt Week, dirt car racing's biggest event. Billy Decker has won the feature race in Syracuse 4 times, making him as qualified as anyone to describe the importance of this race.
I can assure you that this race is as important to a dirt modified driver as the Daytona is to NASCAR and the Indy is to the IndyCar guys.
Dirt modified racing features open wheel stock cars. The feature race showcases the big block modifieds, which means they have 750 plus horsepower, also known as big block engines. Kevin Kovac works for Dirt Car, the sport's sanctioning body, and is a former racing reporter who grew up in the Northeast with dirt modified racing.
When you go to the Northeast, big block modifieds rule, and it's always been that way. The big block modifieds have never expanded out into different areas of the country. It's really just, it's like the best kept secret almost, for the Northeast.
Unlike series like NASCAR, not every driver at Super Dirt Week is a full-time driver in the Dirt Car Series. Ryan Phelps is a high school teacher and wrestling coach, but winning at Syracuse is still extremely important.
It'd be one of those life accomplishments, you know what I mean? That it'd be like winning the championship. It's something that you hope that one time in your life you can do it, and maybe you will, maybe you won't, but it's one of those life moments.
While the best dirt modified racers in the country compete on the track, the fans are treated to an experience like no other. Matt Hitchcock came with his friends to take in the atmosphere.
A lot of the people can actually talk to a driver, and it's not like NASCAR where everybody's just a fan.
The week is also a chance for fans from around the sport of dirt racing to meet with old friends, as Kovac explained.
People swap stories from where they've been going all the races all season long, and it's just it's a good family. Like, a lot of people always talk about that. It's a family.
Matt Pfeiffer, ABC News, Syracuse, New York.